This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And come on, you know the deal. The only way you do that is you get involved. But you got to get informed first. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Yes, I'll get it changed. joe@therealside.com. You know, the MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it so that, first of all, he stands up for your rights and my rights. He's taken a financial beating for you and I. Right? And yet, he keeps the plants open. It's not like he's buying 17 more jets. He's keeping the plants open. He's got people working for him. Right? I mean, here in this country, he's got a support team around him. I mean, the buildings that they're in, the cities that they're around, those are all supported by the people working in those warehouses, in those manufacturing plants. So he's keeping America rolling. He's keeping those people working, which means he's keeping them in their houses. You know, I don't think some people really realize the bigger impact that these things have. Come on, think about this. Right? You've got these people that are working in these warehouses. You've got these people that are having kids and they have houses, so they need electricians, plumbers, carpenters, teachers. Right? They need schools. This affects the economy. It affects everybody in the community. And your product comes from the good old U.S. Doesn't come from China, who hate us, working against us. I mean, seriously. So I'm perusing his site just for giggles, right? You look at the sheets, the pillowcase, the sheets. I mean, sheets, as low as $30, but you got to use my promo code. You got to use promo code Joe. Some of you need new sheets. Do not go buy them when they're made in China or Taiwan or what have you. Now, get the Taiwanese people or even the Chinese people. How about we start holding up our own people? What do you think? Just a thought. My slippers. You're gonna save almost $100 if you use the promo code Joe. Right? Towels. I love their towels. The towels are, you buy one set, you get one set free. Like the Giza sheets, you buy one set, you get a set free. Pillows, you buy one, you get one free. That simple. The dog beds, I'm sorry. I'm not there with you. But if your dog needs a bed for whatever reason, right, you get them as low as $20. You get half price off of these beds. to your doggy. MyPillow bathrobes, right? I mean, just more than mattresses. You just got so much to choose from, and every one of these helps keep Americans working. Okay? It's just for me. It's kind of like if you have to spend an extra $5 or $10 or whatever to make this happen, why wouldn't you? And you know what he says, if you're not completely satisfied, he goes, just send it back and get your money back. You've lost nothing. Okay? So what's the promo code? Does anybody know what it is? You remember? It's Joe. It doesn't get any easier than that. It's Joe. Promo code Joe on the way out, you'll save yourself a boatload of money, just like I just said. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got something to say, something to beef about, something to tell me about? Love to know. Well, to show you that the left is totally, totally, totally out of touch. Yeah, I'll do that story in a minute. Totally out of touch. Radicals are suing to keep pornography in the Florida school libraries. The far-left activists in Florida have launched a lawsuit against four school districts in the state. Now, the school districts are following the state law, Parental Rights and Education legislation that was signed by Governor Ron DeSantis. The legislation prohibits educators from having conversations with students K through third grade involving sexual orientation, gender identity, without express parental approval. Now, part of that program includes the removal of pornographic novels from the schools. Ooh, that's terrible. We want high school and junior high school kids whose hormones are raging to read and watch pornography, don't we? Activist Jen Cousins is fighting that effort, naming in a lawsuit to schools in Orange County, Duval County, and Indian River County. Now, according to the report the Gateway Pundit put out, Cousins' campaign now includes berating public officials for removing tomes that include abhorrent text and graphic pictorial representations of sometimes pedophilic sex acts. They don't care. They don't see this as a problem. I mean, you've got teachers who should be immediately fired. Yeah, you heard me. Immediately fired. For talking to pre-K kids about sexual orientation. Because they think nothing's wrong with it. Joe Cedar, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Italian thing with her fingers, hold her fingers together and shaking them at everybody. And I'm thinking, are you like dressing them down or something? It's kind of like what it looked like she was doing. Joe was here, host 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're on with me. You know, the time you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're talking about these things. Anyhow. We're talking about the Florida lawsuit going down right now, where a far-left group has decided to sue against the parental rights and education legislation that was passed, because it includes basically pulling pornography off the shelves for kids. Why would they have a problem with it, right? No, really. Why would they have a problem with it? I don't get it. The lawsuit being handled by the extremists at the Southern Poverty Law Center. They claim the law was enacted to shame and silence the LGBTQ students and families. Actually, it wasn't. But look, they're going to do everything they can. They're going to make up everything they can. The legal claims suggest that HB 1557 shames and stigmatizes these students and families, invites school officials, teachers, and classmates to view them as inferior, harms their long-term health and well-being, and denies them equal education opportunities on the basis of their sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, trans, or status. The only problem with all of those things, we're talking about kindergartners. They can't even spell sex. I mean, come on, really? Do you think they know what it is? Do you think they really know what the gender is? Do you think they really go to bed, you know, little boy goes to bed at night thinking, wishing he was a little girl? Feeling like, what was that? What does that mean? I feel like I'm in a little girl. I feel like I'm in the wrong body. I'm only 3 years old. I'm almost sure I'm in the wrong body. How does that happen? In reality. You know, it's getting harder and harder and harder to find the detransitioning videos on YouTube. I wish they would start putting them up on Rumble. I really do. And other places like that. You've got more and more and more of these kids now detransitioning because they felt like they were pushed into transitioning to begin with. The legislation actually prohibits educators from having conversations. Listen, with students K through 3, kindergarten through 3rd grade, involving sexual orientation, gender identity, without the parents' permission. So if the parents for it, then the teacher can do it. I'm sorry, so I'm missing something here. Right? This is, again, is how they do this. The report noted, however, that the intent of the bill has been quite clear from the start. It serves to stop woke progressive educators from manipulating young children to participate in consumption of pornographic, pedophilia texts, along with adopting the far-left political stances. They got to stop. Actually, they won't stop. They really want to confuse your children. It's the only way they're going to win them over. They want to confuse them. Now, the Gateway Pundit's journalist was ejected from a meeting in the Orange County schools for simply reading passages from Genderqueer. It's a nasty pornographic novel that was available to students without parental permission. Should never have been. Now, why would that person be ejected from a school board meeting for reading a book or a passage from a book that kids are required to read? I'm curious. See, again, they don't see it. Now, Cousins, the report explains, also routinely refers to anyone who possesses sexually charged content and pornographic materials in public schools as a domestic terrorist, white nationalist, or racist. Right? Did you hear that, or did I go too fast for you? The report explains that routinely it refers to anyone who opposes sexually charged content and pornographic materials in public schools as a domestic terrorist, a white nationalist, or racist. So if you don't want your child exposed to sexual content at what you perceive to be too early of an age, then you have to be anyone or all of those things. A domestic terrorist. Now, notice, they never called during Obama's day. They never called out the people that shot up the dance floor, remember? Right? When you had the radical Islamists that shot up the dance floor at a gay club. They weren't domestic terrorists. They were just sick people. Ask the left. When you saw these things go down through in Obama's day, you couldn't use that term on any of their people. Only on white conservatives. And I'm harping on this because I'm tired of it. I see it around me. I see it in other places. And you conservatives, even if you're not hardcore conservative, stop backing away. Stop backing away from what you believe. Stop backing away from what you know to be truth. What are you teaching your kids? It's okay to bow out when you feel the heat? I don't think so. The report noted that Pastor Willie Montague, a candidate for Florida's 10th Congressional District in Central Florida, said that he's enraged that people like Cousins are trying to impose their agenda on students. Hey, true statement. We want our children to be safe from the political games being played right out right now across America. Pornographic novels like Gender Queer have no place among our children. He's right. The fact that we have a group of people who want to brainwash school children with their perverse sexual ideas should not only be concerning, it should be criminal. I agree with him. Here's why. Even something as simple, look at, parents had decided years ago, a lot of parents, they were too embarrassed to teach their kids about the birds and the bees. We'll let the school do it. You abdicated your responsibilities. It's wrong. That's your job. Your job should be explaining that. Your job should be telling your kids that you're not ready to have sex at 12 or 11 or whatever. I don't know how you lay it out there. You lay it out anywhere you want to. Maybe you're okay with kids having sex at 12 years old. I don't know. But even so, just because I think it's wrong, let's put the shoe on the other foot. I believe it's wrong. I don't think they're ready for sex at a young age. We were all there. I get it. But it doesn't make it okay. It doesn't make it right. But if you think it's okay for your child, I have no right to tell you it's not. I have no right to tell you how to raise your child. I've had teachers and others say to me, well, what if the parents don't teach the kids about bullying and racism and so on? It's not your problem. The kid will find it out. Matter of fact, we'll talk about this the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a state of emergency in Kentucky after fast-rising floodwaters killed at least 16 people. Governor Andy Beshear says the state is receiving information on more deaths.
It's going to grow from there. From everything we've seen, we may be updating the count of how many we lost for the next several weeks.
President Biden approved Kentucky's state of emergency declaration Friday. CAL FIRE says 106 homes have been destroyed by the Oak Fire burning west of Yosemite National Park. The week-old fire has burned through more than 19,000 acres and is at 45% contained. Another 640 structures are still considered threatened. Will Smith apologized to Chris Rock on YouTube for his 2022 Academy Awards slap. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? Don't be part of the problem. And that's usually what happens, you guys. You know, you become part of the problem, and that's an issue. Big issue, okay? Anyway, I always appreciate the time you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. It's just, the article is just crazy, right? They've got pornography in these libraries. And you know what? I'll tell you what. I've been to the libraries. I've seen some of these books. I've read passages from some of these books. They are pornography. We would have called them, they probably would have been R-rated in the 70s. Think about that. Right? But we want our children to be safe from political games being played right out of the, right now across America. And these pornographic novels, like Gender Queer, they have no place. Go look it up online. Go grab it on Amazon. Don't buy it, obviously. They let you look through some of it. Good luck to you. They have no place among our children. Right? The fact that we have a group of people who want brainwashed school children to buy into their perverse sexual ideas, you shall be concerned about this. Your grandkids are going to be subjected to this. Your nieces, your nephews are going to be subjected to this. Is that really what you want? Do you think that's okay? I mean, seriously, at some point in time, DC should take this on. Really, I mean, somebody's got to push it. See, they're okay with opening the doors and saying, okay, anything goes, you should be allowed to teach your kids anything your kids ever. No, your kids, look, if kids were so astute, so smart, so with it, why don't we allow them to be president, be governors? What do you think? If they got those kind of if they can make decisions about their body, right, life-altering surgeries. What the hey? Give them guns at 6. Ted Cruz was grilling a State Department diversity and inclusion officer over an email that alleges that some potential hires have been discriminated against because they're straight white men. They're not of the right religion, so to speak. This isn't an email. Gina Abercrombie, oh, here we go, Winston-Lee, the agency's chief diversity and inclusion officer, denied knowing anything about the email. They all do. I wish, you know, someday I'm going to put together, like, this whole string of all these Joe Biden people that are being questioned in these congressional hearings. And they refuse to answer the questions. They just won't answer. I love it. I think it's hilarious. It's just like right now they want to send these people to jail for contempt of Congress. Why didn't they do that with Eric Holder? Email reads, colleagues, as we enter into another assignment cycle, we want to remind everyone that hiring decisions should never be made on the basis of protecting EEO categories, including gender, race, disability, sexual orientation, or religion. Why are we raising this now? Unfortunately, over the past several months, a number of people have reported comments that certain candidates cannot be hired because they have a disability. They are white men. They are straight white men. They are not of the right religion. Wow. Isn't that cool? Cruz called the alleged email deeply troubling and wondered if not being of the right religion meant the State Department was discriminating against Christians. Abercrombie affirmed that the discrimination is against the law and that the State Department does not overtly break the law. Went on to say, certainly there are members of our organization who do discriminate, who do harass, who do bully, which is why we're trying to put in place programs to address it. Well, okay, I'll give you this much. You're not going to stop racism by outlawing it. It's just like abortion and things like that. It's an issue of the heart. It's an issue of where somebody has no value for themselves. They don't understand what their self-worth is. When it comes to racism or bullying, you just don't understand. You really don't understand. You don't empathize with other people, the situation they're in. When it comes to bullying, it's usually done because that person actually feels inferior to the other person. It's really that simple. Scary to no end. But it's that simple. That's why we're trying to put programs in place to address it, strengthen accountability for those who do it, who break the law. I would have said, okay, who have you brought forward? Who have you investigated to the point where you can actually do something or have actually done something about it? Right? It's just amazing. All right, I started to go through this. I really didn't do the story any justice, so I'm going to hit it again. It's the right thing to do. Ethan Liming died in the Ohio grand jury, indicted three suspects on lesser charges in the teen's June beating. Now, the three men accused in the connection with the alleged beating have been indicted on lesser charges. And the grand jury in Summit County, Ohio, indicted brothers Deshaun and Tyler Stafford, ages 20 and 19, respectively, and their 21-year-old cousin, Donovan Jones. This is in connection with an early June incident fight that was allegedly started over the use of a water bead gun. Isn't that great? Court papers from earlier this week show the grand jury indicted Deshaun Stafford on two counts of involuntary manslaughter, felonies in the first and third degree, respectively, and one count of each of first degree assault. Now, Tyler was indicted on the single counts of first degree involuntary manslaughter, first degree assault, while Jones was indicted on two counts of first degree assault. Attorneys representing these three men did not immediately respond for information they were asked for. I mean, they're animals. But the Summit County Prosecutor's Office Chief Counsel Brad Gestner told a local news source that he obtained new information related to the case after the trio had initially been charged. The three men were originally charged with murder and felonious assault. Past records show the authorities also charged Jones with disrupting public service. All three pleaded not guilty to earlier charges. Thank God each was ordered to be held on a $1 million bond. Just amazing. So at this point, we've been focused on the acts that led to Ethan's death, but those who committed the offense, as you said, we have not focused on the passengers in his vehicle. So they went on, they beat this thing to death to try to get these guys out of this. And they decided, because they really couldn't figure out what the people in the car were doing, the other people in the car, that it had to be some kind of gang thing, I guess. So they brought him up on lesser charges. Now think about it, three of these. Liming, 19, died after suffering blunt force trauma to his head. Right? He was in a vehicle with friends as a group was riding around and the surrounding area shooting a splatter ball. I don't even know what that is. Right? The group then pulled into I Promise School, property that's supposed to be part of the LeBron James Family Foundation. And they just started beating on this guy. So you have to sit there and think to yourself, you mean they went through all this, for all intents and purposes they lured, walked in with this young man. I don't know the young man's history. It's not in here. But they beat another human being to death. And they're going to get charged with involuntary manslaughter? Are we for real? Must be a Soros-backed DA. Has to be. I don't get any of this. Not by accident. Right? Was it a spur-of-the-moment thing? No, this played out over a period of time. We come back, we're going to talk about China's threat to Pelosi. Will we end up in a war? What do you think was going to happen? Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. It's my 5 minute Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of, seriously, people, be part of the solution. Right? I know you're tired of hearing it. I don't want to keep saying it. But as I look out, you know, you guys know that I'm involved kind of day to day in some in school boards and water boards, city councils, that kind of stuff. And the reason I keep putting it out there to you, honestly, it has to be, at this point, it has to be obvious, right? It's because some of you are moving on it. Don't get me wrong. Some of you are doing the right thing. You're moving on it. Some of you aren't. And when you do, I gotta beg you, please, right? Please make sure that you got your information together, because some of you got some great points, but what ends up happening is you come across in such a way you're almost like you come across almost like a nut job. I'm trying to be nice about it, but I guess there really is no way to put that. You know, don't give them Don't give them any fodder against you. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't give them anything. They go, oh God, they're part of that group. He's part of that group. They're part. Don't do that. 855. Oh, sorry. 855 Real Joe. 855-732. 5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do the right thing. I know you're tired of hearing me say it, but gee, there must be a reason why I keep saying it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, 855-732-5563. All right, let me get back. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So China's now threatening, action. I don't know what that means. To Pelosi, that if she heads over to Taiwan, it might lead to actual harm. Now, the Republicans say this is more like a declaration of war. This would never be said if Trump was in charge. I would even venture to say if Tom Cruise was in charge. Not Tom Cruise, listen to me. I saw a thing for Top Gun pop up on my screen. DeSantis, Ron DeSantis. Now, Biden needs to make it clear to China that any harm to the House Speaker. Now, notice, a Republican conservative who's not a fan of Nancy Pelosi's, but she's a human being and elected official. I don't know how she keeps getting elected, but whatever. Did any harm to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during her trip to Taiwan, as far as they're concerned, would be tantamount to a declaration of war. Now, Republican Florida lawmaker, retired Green Beret Commander Michael Walsh, made this statement on Friday. China's government has warned it will take forceful measures if Pelosi visits Taiwan, after Financial Times reported she would travel to China. Oh, I'm sorry, to the Chinese-claimed island nation next month. Former chief editor of the Global Times called Pelosi's planned visit an invasion and suggested that shooting down the speaker's plane if the U.S. fighter jet escorts it to Taiwan. Oh, what a move that would be, right? The U.S. government official said that this is unnecessary rhetoric and that the U.S. policy toward Taiwan remains unchanged. Yeah, right. I mean, no, really, think about it. Are we really going to... I mean, I don't know if Taiwan believes us. I wouldn't. I wouldn't trust us if I was them. Look at how many of our other allies we've let down a dozen times. On the story on Friday, the show, Walt said that the Biden administration needs to take a much stronger stance with China. They're going to show their support for Pelosi and show their support for Taiwan. Enough of this playing around. And it's an unacceptable threat. Speaker Pelosi, regardless of what you think about politics, is the number three in line for the presidency of the United States. My heart hurts every time I think about that. The White House is again, they're diplomatically dithering at a key moment. This is a bluff moment. This is the president of China saying, hey, things are going to get tough for you if you do this. It can't be that. We can't allow that. Now, once again, you see the Biden White House, it's failing to be clear what the United States finds acceptable or unacceptable. In this case, they need to make it clear that should any harm come to the speaker, it's just unacceptable. And in this case, we need to make it clear that should any harm come to the Speaker Pelosi and her trip to Taiwan, it will be. Not that it might be, it will be a declaration of war. You cannot let that happen. Seriously. I want to hear what you have to say. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. These guys need to get tough. They need to open their mouths. This is where they were afraid that Trump was going to start something. What they don't realize is there was strength in the stuff that Trump was doing and saying. and strengthening the military and saying, we will not allow you to do this. We will not allow you to evade this. We will not allow you to do A, B, and C. And because they weren't sure as to how far he would go, right, they weren't willing to take the chance. Let's just be honest about it. Now, Walt added that no matter what conservatives think of the left, a Democratic Party leader, political, when an official of the U.S. government is threatened, all sides, parties don't exist anymore. Okay? They got to come against them. The Chinese president is facing a historic, likely a third term in power in an upcoming Communist Party Congress. He believes he can't be embarrassed by the U.S. at this point. Now, under Trump, he was being embarrassed. He did have some issues. Right? China claims ownership of Taiwan. And they're not going to go away just because we don't like or we just, you know, we don't like what they have to say. We don't think they're right. You know, Pelosi backing down to the White House, convincing her to stay home, is just bad. It is bad all the way around. We shouldn't let it happen. And a silent but obvious diplomatic, you know, overture to the Pacific U.S. allies, like the Republic of Korea, Australia, Japan, and so on. Are we telling them we wouldn't have their back? They're our allies. I agree with the people in the chat room. Call his bluff. Get her plane in the air. Surround it with American fighter jets. Have a couple of aircraft carriers off the coast and go, come and get us. Are they really willing to start that size of a war? I don't think so. They don't want that kind of aggravation because it would be more than a world war. I mean, it'd be Russia and China against pretty much the rest of the world. What I wanted to see for Biden was a clear statement, a policy shift. He slipped in this regard. When he was in Japan, where he had said absolutely he would defend Taiwan, then his staff walked it back. Not Joey B, his staff. Right, Waltz added that the incident shows why the 1972 One China policy the U.S. agreed to with the Chinese government is outdated. Even from the time the last speaker to visit Taiwan, Newt Gingrich, in 97, the U.S. has to make it clear to China that Taiwan is seen as a sovereign democratic state. Period. Now, how would they feel? How would they feel if China said they don't recognize Joey B as president? Too many things around it. Too many issues around the election. So we don't see Joey B as president. But would they be freaked out? Would they? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as you know. Head up to the website, therealside.com, or joemessina.com. Some of you are still stuck on therealside.com. You know, I don't want to beg. There's a donation button there. And social media has just pretty much dried up revenue streams. If you feel so led, $5, $10, $5,000, I don't care, whatever you want to give, I'm good with it. But head over there, read the stories, check out the website. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Get yourself a new drink of whatever kind you're drinking, and I'll be back. Joe Messina, your host.